If it's cold out, you can bet Sandy and Owen Carlson are somewhere, somehow collecting blankets. But not just a few of them, hundreds, thousands. It is what they do.
It still just blows my mind. The way people give, it just... It's amazing, she's still touching lives.
So it's no coincidence that they're in San Antonio on a cold day gathering up all sorts of blankets, comforters, and quilts. 600 of them here at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland. 100 airmen a week graduating from tech school travel lightly, so they donated theirs. Sergeant Nicholas Esparza helped wrangle them up.
They usually just dispose of the blankets. They don't really take them with them.
It's a good day to collect blankets.
Another 300 came from a flag football charity on base, the Turkey Bowl. The Carlson's covered trailer is big enough to fit all 600, but just barely. It's a good problem to have. Owen worked with the soldiers to load them all. Assembly line style to take them to where they're needed.
This is great. This is unbelievable.
The Carlsons lost Nikki nearly 3 years ago come March. Nikki always wanted to cover the cold and give warmth to those who need it most. After loading, Sandy handed out t-shirts to the soldiers and explained to them why all of this still means so much.
She always said hootie hoo. It was her hello, goodbye, it was how are you. I mean, she just always said hootie hoo. So we kind of took everything that she said and put on the shirt. And the hope for brighter tomorrows is another thing she said.
Too emotional to hear, she said that conversation about brighter tomorrows was the last day she ever spoke to Nikki.
Anyway, she said, Mom, tomorrow we're going to go get tattoos. She said, and I'm going to put a cross right here, and I'm going to hope for brighter tomorrows. And it took me probably about a year to realize that that next day was the brightest day of her life.
The blankets are just one way the Carlsons are turning grief into something good. They hope to send children to camp and donate to the March of Dimes, charities close to their hearts. Covering the cold will always be the mission that helps them feel the closest to Nikki. They are collecting blankets for folks all over Texas and giving them to places like San Antonio's Christian Senior Services, which runs Meals on Wheels.
Nice to meet you.
Very nice meeting you. Tell us where you want to go.
Well, thanks for coming out here and donating these blankets. It's a huge, huge need of blankets.
Jerry Adiano says it's a blessing in disguise.
There's a high need, so not only for the meals, but just for other necessities in life.
Closing the trailer, the Carlsons are back on the road for Nikki, doing what she would have wanted.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't. I mean, I don't. It's just, I think this is just what we were meant to do. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy to lose your child. And so just taking a very negative situation and turning it into something so awesome. Because when we're there, she's there. And there, I mean, I can literally feel her bouncing all around us. She was, oh, and if you just knew her, she is up there thinking, woohoo, looky here what I did. That's what I think. I think she's definitely saying hootie hoo. I really do.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.